For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. A wall along the southern border to be paid for by Mexico was one of President Donald Trump's signature campaign promises, and seeing it through continues to be a goal of the Republican administration. Alan Burson served as Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection from 2010 to 2011 under President Obama. Burson is now a fellow at Harvard University and chair of the consultant organization BorderWorks Group. He is scheduled to discuss trade, migration, and border security at the University at Albany tonight at 7. I spoke with Burson about the effectiveness of the Trump administration's border security approach.
To the extent that we look at the actual data in terms of the number of people trying to cross illegally, there's been a decline in the number of Mexican migrants, for example, in the last 20 years of almost 88%. I started on the U.S.-Mexico border in 1994 in San Diego, Tijuana, and that year there were well over a million arrests made by the Border Patrol in the region and across the border. Last year in San Diego, it numbered well under 70,000. So that there's been a significant change because of what's transpired in terms of border security. The politics of migration, the politics of trade, are heated subjects and always have been in the United States. What I would say about the Trump administration is that it is moving to continue some policies that were in place. It's moving, frankly, to correct some holes that existed in those policies. The rhetoric of the president, while it's not the kind of rhetoric that I would employ, actually has had a deterrent effect on people who are thinking about coming north from the Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, Salvador, and Honduras. In fact, today, most migrants that are coming into the United States, even though the numbers are at the lowest level in almost 40 years, they're not coming from Mexico. They're actually coming from Central America, and we can explore the reasons for that. But yes, I think the president's policies have actually accelerated some very positive trends that had started in the George W. Bush administration. Arguably even before that in the Clinton administration, and certainly in the Obama administration.
With those facts in mind, if you were to give America's border security today a grade, what would that grade be?
Recognizing that security and the state of security depends on an objective measurement, but also a subjective assessment by people who are making that. I can tell you that based on the data, there is greater security and safety and less illegal migration than we've seen in decades. At the same time, in the recent caravan is a good example of how you take a relatively small phenomenon, and yet it is susceptible to being blown out of proportion politically in terms of its amplification. But then it becomes hard to argue issues with people who say, look, for me, any illegal entry across the border or any smuggling of drugs across the border is unacceptable. That kind of zero tolerance attitude, which is the one that's typically adopted, or at least is, I think, predicates much of what this president says about the border, may be exploitable politically, but it's simply not a realistic approach. This is not a question of sealing the border, not a question of having a absolute ban on people coming in and out of the country. It's about vetting people. It's about maintaining acceptable levels of security and doing it within the constraint of the resource base that you're given to accomplish it.
So is a wall along the southern border, as proposed by the Trump administration, necessary?
We have built over the last 25 years in this country 700 miles of fencing in urban areas, very high walls, and vehicle barriers out in the more remote sections of the border. And they have served the strategic and tactical needs of the Border Patrol very well in terms of preventing large trucks from driving across the border in remote areas or having people cross into the city and get lost in urban areas. The purpose of the high walls around places like San Diego or in El Paso or in Douglas is to move the traffic out to a place where the Border Patrol is in a better position to detect and apprehend illegal migration. So the idea of a wall is, again, for me, the projection that we need to have a wall of Great Wall of China that would actually keep out migrants is, again, for me, it's more a political metaphor than a actual realistic objective. And I think Congress is reluctant to fund it. And, you know, the people who live on the border from Texas to California, you will hardly find either an elected official or a person who lives on the border who will subscribe to the idea that we ought to be building the kind of wall we have in San Diego, 5 miles from the ocean in, that's served the community very successfully. But the notion that we need or ought to have that same kind of a wall across the 1,900 miles of the U.S.-Mexican border is not a an idea that I hear many people who actually live on the border subscribe to.
Now, obviously, border protection is not just up to American officials. It has to, when we're talking about our northern and southern border, our neighbors, Mexico and Canada. How do you think that the America First, what some would call anti-immigrant agenda rhetoric of the Trump administration is impacting? How do you think it is impacting those relationships with Canada and Mexico?
Well, it certainly hasn't helped in terms of continuing what has been an extraordinary expansion of cooperation and collaboration between the United States and Canada and the United States and Mexico, such that we have a level of relationships in law enforcement, national security that is unmatched in the world. The rhetoric, while it has tended to spur nationalistic responses, particularly in Mexico, but also in Canada, I think, the facts on the ground, the relationships at the operational level are going to prove stronger than that in terms of both the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade as well as the maintenance of a very close security relationship. We have developed relationships traditionally with our Canadian friends, neighbors, and allies, and in the last 20 years with similarly in Mexico that are, as I say, unmatched in the world. This is an asset of security, not only security along the borderline, but in terms of the perimeter of North America, that is something that should not be dealt with casually, because it's a primary element of America's national security. And I think, again, as I in so much in with the president and the administration, watch what he does rather than what he says. The rhetoric, which in some cases his unpredictability has proven to be a significant asset, but with your closest friends and neighbors, you don't want that kind of unpredictability quite as close to home as sometimes it's gotten. But the fact of the relationship, the danger, I think, is that it spurs reactions in the political scenes of our neighbors that may actually turn out to be adverse. So steady as we go, the relationship with Canada and Mexico is both economically and in terms of security has been is now at the highest level in the history of the three countries. There's a North American future out there that we should be very loath to throw away.